This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Two key players agreed to plea deals in a federal corruption case today. One admitted funneling money to Dallas County Commissioner John Wiley Price. Here's what that could mean for Price's case. Co-defendant Christian Campbell pleaded guilty in Judge Paul Stickney's court Wednesday morning to one count of bribery. In exchange, he accepts up to 3 years in prison. Gallery owner Karen Manning also agreed to a deal on the tax charge. Court papers show that she took in a lot more money than she said she earned at her gallery and therefore didn't pay taxes on it. In a kind of money laundering scheme, Price is accused of ending up with much of that money.
You know, it's a good day for the government.
Former U.S. Attorney Matt Orwig calls Campbell's plea significant. He's accused of channeling money to Commissioner Price and in exchange getting the commissioner's vote for a business Campbell represented.
That's the most difficult thing for the government to do, is to try to infer intent of the members of the conspiracy. So if they have someone on the inside, then that's a good development for them.
Orwig says there could be more, because plea deals often beget plea deals. Price's former defense attorney, Billy Ravkind, expected this one.
I figured that this guy was going to roll over when I first heard his name.
Ravkind was preparing the defense case before the judge removed him. Ravkind says it's because he's too old. Now he worries these plea deals will damage Price's case. Orwig agrees, for now.
This is like one frame of a long movie, so you shouldn't evaluate the entire case based on this one event. But the defense attorneys and the defendants, they will have good days also.
He says, just keep watching. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.